أشهد الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأشهد إليه أسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم وأفضلنا يا كريم وأفضلنا يا كريم وأفضلنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله هلا بلا الله الاهل الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفرنا يا شفيع المذنبين في رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم Allah Teala says in the Quran al-Kareem, and surely you have sublime morals, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Teala says, certainly a messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves, grievous to him that you fall into distress, most caring for you, compassionate and merciful to the believers. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. The first of the three holy months of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan has almost come to an end. During those 3 months, during the first two, we prepare ourselves to the blessed month of Ramadan. We prepare ourselves by fasting, additional fast days. In Rajab, usually 3 days of fast, there is one at the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. And there are special prayers for the first day of Rajab, and then 30 rakats during the month of Rajab. And next Wednesday, inshallah, is the celebration of the Miraj, of the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which also there is a special prayer. And then during the month of Shaban, again 3 days of prayer and 100 rakats of extra prayers. All these extra worship, which some of us do and some of us don't, are done really for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is no mention nor obligation for these extra fast days and extra long salats done during those 2 months prior to the month of Ramadan. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did them, but during his time when the Ashabi Kiram wanted to copy him, he actually discouraged them. But we do love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one does as one beloved does. And indeed, certainly not competing with him, and certainly not thinking that we could do things which he could do, but to come close to him, we do those extra worships. But as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the two ayats which I have recited at the beginning, there is some qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which Allah Ta'ala praises. His adab is not expressed in these extra worships. The way he treated his wives, the way he helped them. One day on a trip, there was his young wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, riding a young, red, beautiful camel next to him. And his old wife, Hazrat Salda, radiallahu anha, I believe, was given an old decrepit camel which was sort of staying behind. And he realized that his old wife was uncomfortable, and he, for instance, asked his young wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, if she could kindly exchange her camel with the older woman. To each and every one of them, he was as considerate as this example. To each and every one of them, he has given same attention. To each and every one of them, in the chores of the house, he helped them. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu was like his own son, and he served him all through Rasulullah's life. And in a hadith he says that he has certainly made many mistakes in serving him, but never once has he heard him say, "Ya Zayd, why have you done this?" He loved children. Whenever he saw a children, he caressed his head, and the smell of roses stayed in the head of the child for the longest time. His kindness, his gentleness, his care and love for his people, and also his humbleness, is manifest in this incident. That there used to come guests to Madinah Munawwara, and once came a group of fire worshippers. And when those people came, whether they were Muslims or not, he distributed them amongst the Ashab and Ansar to feed them, to give them room to sleep, etc. And of course, the biggest and the fattest, the most difficult, the one who was going to eat most, he would always take himself. And once again, he took one of the fire worshippers. He was huge, fat, obese. So he cooked the goat and milked the animals, and the man drank a bucket of milk and ate the whole goat. And then he put him in a comfortable room. By mistake, though, what happened, that the door got locked. So the man who ate so much had diarrhea in the evening. He tried the door to go to the bathroom, he couldn't open it. And he excreted all over the place. He was so embarrassed that he jumped from the window and he was running away. But as he was running away, he remembered that he had a necklace with the fire worshipper's sign on it in gold, which had left in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came back, and when he came back, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his horse, cleaning the dirt, the horrible, terrible dirt on the floor. And although the people of the household begged him not to, that they would do it for him, he said, no, this is my guest, and he did this, and I will clean it. And when the fire worshipper saw that, he became a Muslim. So some of us, to come close to him, we do those extra prayers and extra worship. And some of us, I hope, would concentrate more on what he did in his life, expressing his exquisite adab that we would copy it. These are the times when the mercy of Allah Ta'ala has increased immensely. These are the times that if we would truly make tawbah and think of the wrong things which we have done and ask Allah Ta'ala's mercy to forgive us, that they will be accepted. But there are two things, ibadallah, that veil us from Allah Ta'ala. It is said there is 40,000, 70,000 veils between us and Allah Ta'ala. But if there are, they are all generated from just two. Whether we are working or sleeping or walking or having fun or making our prayers and fasting, those two veils exist which separate us from Allah Ta'ala. Those two veils are called health and wealth. Health and wealth happens to be at the same time one of the many gifts that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and health perhaps being the most important. But when we have no ailments, no aches, no pains, no discomforts, when we are strong and able to perform things without difficulty, what is God, we say? I am here well, and I can do things. We don't think we don't feel connection because we think we do not need him. Allah is hiding behind pain and sickness. And we are sick and old and decrepit and in pain. Ah, then we remember him very well. Then he all of a sudden is very close to us, closer to us than our regular rain. And the same thing goes. When we are rich and wealthy and everything is going well, we can have anything which we want to have. When we think we do not need him, he is hiding behind the poverty and in need. And when we are hungry, and when we freeze to death when it is cold, when we have no roof over our head, then all of a sudden he is so close to us. Now don't you think that is true, and don't you think it's unfair? And some of us may say, but look, it's Friday. I am healthy and I am young and I've got money, I can get anything, but I'm here. What am I doing here? Because I am here, although healthy and although wealthy. How can you tell me that I am not close to Allah Ta'ala? Most of us, we are here because we are called Muslims. We have names like Ahmed, Mahmoud, Ali, Hassan, Hussein. We came to do our Salat as we do it 5 times a day for many, many years. And we recite certain things, amongst which 40 times a day we repeat Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. I am only your servant and I only depend on you, we say 40 times a day, and so will we. We say 40 times Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We praise him, we thank him. But do we mean it? As when we are in the verge of death and we are hungry and we beg Allah to help us. And when we are hungry and destitute and we beg Allah Ta'ala to help us. Now then is the truth, and this is just automatism, because I do not like to use the word hypocrisy. Yet wealth and health and everything else is his creation. Every cell in our body every atom and molecule outside of us in places we cannot even imagine in the universe, are all his creation. And when he said, I have created all and everything for you, and you for myself, to the mankind, he certainly has meant it. With health and wealth, which is the veils which we have created, should be on the contrary, the microscope and the telescope, in addition what the eyes can see, that all and everything which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Ya Rabbi,
Ameen.
Give us the basira to be able to see the real reality.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, give us the capacity and the ability to know the truth of Islam.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of Iman, which will not let us forget you, not even 1 second in our lives. Ya Rabbi, give us the adab and the decency to be able to thank you properly.
Ameen.
Bi hurmati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 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 wa barik